Maseches Erevin is really a continuation of Maseches Shabbos, and as much as the malach of Hitzah, of carrying from one domain to another, or of carrying something for four amas in Rishus HaRabim in a public domain, as much as that took up a very large part of Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Erevin is almost entirely designated to continue that discussion of this specific malacha of Hitzah. Now when it comes to this prohibition of carrying from one domain to another, Midoraisa, the only prohibition is to carry either from Rishus HaRabim, a public domain which is at least 16 amas wide, open at both ends and is used by many people, so to carry from there into Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, and that's not defined by a single person owning it, rather the definition of Rishus HaYochid is an area which is at least 4x4 tefachim, and is surrounded by walls. So if it's surrounded by at least three walls, which are at least 10 tefachim high, then it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, and midoraisa it's forbidden to carry from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid, or from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabim. Now midirabbanan, there is a third domain, known as a karmelis, which is anything which is sort of similar to either a Rishus HaYochid or a Rishus HaRabim, but doesn't quite meet the conditions to be considered one of them. So for example, it could be an area of at least 4x4 tefachim, which doesn't quite have at least three walls surrounding it. So that would be an example of a karmelis. And midirabbanan, since a karmelis is similar to both a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid, it is forbidden midirabbanan to carry from a karmelis into a Rishus HaYochid or vice versa, and from a karmelis into a Rishus HaRabim and vice versa. Be as it may, the way that the streets in the times of the Mishnah worked, and the way that the streets were set out, was generally as follows. You would have lots of houses in a particular courtyard, a chotzer, and then you would have multiple chatzeres, usually two courtyards, which would open up onto a movoi, which is a little street. So you have houses in a chotzer, and the chotzer opens up into a movoi. Now this street, this movoi, has at least two sides, two walls. That's the walls of the courtyards. And some of these streets also had a third wall at one end. So it would actually be a street with a dead end. Be it as it may, the movoi would open up into a Rishus HaRabim, into a public domain which was a main street in that city. And if the movoi was not a dead end, then it could very well have two Rishus HaRabims, one on each end. Now a movoi which has three sides, so it's a dead end, midoraisa, that is considered to be a Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, and as well as that, midoraisa, a courtyard is certainly considered to be a Rishus HaYochid, because it's surrounded by four sides, and even though lots of people share ownership of the courtyard, we already mentioned that a Rishus HaYochid is not defined by how many people own it, but rather how many walls surround it, and if it is at least 4x4 tefachim. So on a midoraisa level, one is allowed to carry from one's house into the courtyard and into the movoi even, because they are all considered to be private domains. However, midrabbanan, we are concerned that if people start getting used to carrying in a courtyard and in a movoi, they won't realize that it's also forbidden to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. They'll think, you know, the movoi is owned by lots of people, the chotzer is owned by lots of people, and we're allowed to carry there, so I'm also allowed to carry in the public domain, which of course is not true. But in case people come to do that, the Rabbanon decreed that one is generally forbidden to carry in a chotzer or in a movoi because lots of people own it, and in that way is considered to be similar to a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain. Nevertheless, there is a way that you can carry there, and that is by making a Ruvei Chatzeres. A Ruvei Chatzeres is when all of the houses, the people who live in the houses in a particular chotzer, they each, before Shabbos comes in, they each put some food in one of the houses. And by doing that, they basically join together all of their domains, all of their houses, and it's considered to be as if this chotzer, this courtyard, is the courtyard of this house alone, and everyone has a part in that house. So by doing this Erev, that does allow one to carry in the chotzer and also from one's house into the chotzer, because it is viewed as really one joint domain. And there's exactly the same thing for a movoi. That's known as shittuf movois, and that's when all of the courtyards join together, so that all of that is even considered to be one joint domain. And if they do that, then they are able to carry in the movoi, and from the chotzer into the movoi, and from the movoi into the chotzer. And as well as that, if one wants to carry in the movoi itself, he needs to make sure that on the open side, so we're talking about a movoi which is closed on three sides, and on one end it opens into Rishus HaRabim. Now, if you're allowed to carry in the Mavri, you'll very easily just step out into the Rishus HaRabim. So to carry in a Mavri, one also needs to not make a wall at the fourth end, but he does have to make some sort of sign or post or pole on that end as a sort of sign and reminder that people should not step out into the Rishus HaRabim and continue carrying in the public domain, which is forbidden mid-Oraisa. So those are two types of Eruvin. Eruv Chatzeres and Shidduch Mavoyos. A third type of Eruv which the Masechta discusses is Eruv Tuchumin. And this does not concern the Melacha of Haitza'ah, of carrying, but rather of travelling. On Shabbos it is forbidden to travel for more than 2,000 amas outside of one city. There's a discussion whether this is Mid'Oraisa or Mid'Rabbanon. Most hold that it is Mid'Rabbanon in nature. And one can travel 2,000 amas, which is around a kilometer, in every direction from the edge of his city, the city where he is in on Shabbos. Now, on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos comes in, one is able to make a Ruvei Tuchumin, which is either when he goes and puts some food at the edge of his 2,000 Amos, or anywhere within his 2,000 Amos, or he just goes there before Shabbos comes in and he stands there as Shabbos is coming in. We'll see the details how exactly he makes the Ruvei Tuchumin later on in the Masechta. But the point is, if he does that, he is able to change how far he can travel. Because if you think about it, without making an Eruv Tuchumin, you've got 2,000 Amos in every direction. Now, if somebody makes an Eruv Tuchumin, let's say 2,000 Amos away from his city in one direction, what that does is that it says that his center, or the place where he lives really, or the place where he's spending Shabbos, is not in his city, but rather it's where his Eruv Tuchumin is. And that means that instead of having 2,000 amas in every direction from his city, he has 2,000 amas in every direction from where the Eruv Tuchumin is. So if he puts that, let's say, at the edge of the 2,000 amas, he can then travel from his city 4,000 amas. 2,000 amas towards the Eruv, and then another 2,000 amas from there. However, he would then not be able to travel in the opposite direction on the other side of the city on Shabbos, because that is now further than 2,000 amas away from his center. And we'll go into the details later on in the Masechta, but be it as it may, the Masechta begins by telling us what one needs to do to be able to carry in a Mavri. As we explained, if somebody is allowed to carry in a Mavri, he is very likely to continue carrying into a Rishus HaRabim as well, and therefore at the edge of the Mavri, on the one open end, which opens into Rishus HaRabim, one needs to add either a beam at the top of the Mavri, or a pole or two on the side of the Mavri, on the side of the entrance to the Mavri, and we'll see the details and how much exactly one needs to do in Mishnah Base. But firstly, the Mishnah begins by telling us that Mavri Shugavir Lamanam Yesim Amar, if the beam at the entrance of the Mavri is higher up than 20 Amos, then you might, he has to lower the beam, the reason being that if it's so high up, then it defeats the whole purpose of putting it there. The whole purpose is to remind people not to carry from the Mavri into Rishus HaRabim, and to remind people that the Mavri has a different halacha to the Rishus HaRabim, but if it's so high up, then people won't see it, and therefore it needs to be placed lower. Rabbi Huda says, Ein Tzorich, he does not need to lower it, because it is recognizable enough, and it is a good enough sign to stop people from carrying into a Rishus HaRabim. Now what happens if the Harach of Me'esr Amos, if the entrance to the Mavri is wider than 10 Amos? Now if it's less than 10 Amos wide, then we just view it as a sort of doorway, an entrance to the Mavri. Which is why, even though in general a private domain needs to have 4 walls, over here 3 walls is enough, because we view the open wall, the open side, as really an entrance. However, if it is wider than 10 Amos, and then that can no longer be considered just an entrance. Rather, it's an opening, and because of that, Yemait, he needs to lessen the width. He needs to fill in the sides so that the entrance to the Mavri is less than 10 amas wide, and is therefore just considered to be an entrance to the private domain. However, Ve'im Yeshle Tzuras HaPesach, if the opening, if the entrance to the Mavri has a structure of a entrance, of a doorway, and that means that it has 2 real doorposts with a beam on top of the posts. The beam we discussed earlier is at the top of the entire Mavri. It's not resting on doorposts. Here we're discussing a beam which is literally resting on two vertical poles. So then it's very much like a entranceway. And therefore, Av Pi Shurachav Me'Esar Amos, even if it is wider than 10 Amos, nevertheless, Ein Tzorich L'Mayit, you do not need to lessen the gap, because it is clear that that is considered to be an entrance to the private domain as opposed to just being a large opening. So it does not destroy the Rishus HaYochid, and it is still considered to be that Rishus HaYochid, that private domain.